You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We have moved on from Pirate Talk, although if you do want to offer up a trade suggestion, what you would do with some of these players, let us know at 412-928-9370. We're going to move into some Steeler conversation about their roster composition because there have been a lot of changes. Bob Pompiani here with Austin Bechtold. Joe Starkey on vacation enjoying some grandfather time and also some golf time. Want to remind you also the fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And if you call today on the fan hotline, that is presented to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
And Bob, Joe is enjoying his vacation, but I tell you what, I am really enjoying the Slice on Broadway pizza right now. Oh, man, do they bring it every week.
They do, and you're the first in line. I always notice you have it figured out exactly. Although I think it helped with our false start at the beginning of this hour.
Yes, that is a good possibility. But sometimes you got to make sure that you have your ear tuned to the door sometimes, that you can hear the pizza boxes ruffling. It's like,
I think you have a nose for food, too. You can smell it when it comes. You're normally the first to alert us that there's food in there.
It's like visions of sugar plums dancing through my head.
What is your favorite kind of pizza? Because they bring Broadway Slice on Broadway a real lot of credit because there's a ton of different options here.
Yes, I like the classic plain pizza, but they bring so many good options where I also like eating the little pepperoni rolls that they bring. So
yeah,
I'll typically get
garlic rolls.
Yes. The garlic knots are very good.
They're knots, and they knot you up, though. That's the only thing, because they're so good, you want to eat five of them at once.
And you can't, because I have, and you can only limit yourself to three or four, but make sure that you dive in.
Limit yourself, limits. That's what you have to do. But I've seen you already done it. You've done a good job speaking with food in your mouth, too. I've noticed you were still working on one when you did your update. I would never have noticed, except I saw it.
Yes. Thank you for pointing it out, Bob, just like Joe would do.
Well, yeah. He does it more often than me, though.
Joe will walk out of the studio and come back and start eating the pizza while you're talking. Be like, Bob, the pizza is absolutely incredible.
Joe's amazing that way. He can be multitasking. All right, so we're talking, and we want your opinions, too, at 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers roster is better than last year's? We went through the quarterback department. Running backs, we started into that, but I really do think that without Najee Harris in here, Caleb Johnson's going to be able to supply, I think, what he did and a little bit more. And when I say that, I'm talking about a little bit breakaway speed more than I don't think Najee really had. He had some nice 30-yard runs, but never anything that would, turn into a game-breaking kind of 60-yard run like we've seen some of the elite guys. I think Caleb Johnson has that. Jaylen Warren, to his credit, though, Austin, has been really putting on a lot of time in this offseason, working out. Every time you look around, there's a new video of him doing something. He looks bigger. And he's obviously fast. We know that. What do you expect from him in this year with no Najee Harris around and a rookie behind him?
He's going to be the lead back. And I'm impressed, especially over the last couple of years. It seems like Jaylen Warren gets faster every year. I don't know if you've also noticed that, but at least to me, it seems like he has a lot of breakaway speed in the open field. Maybe it's because Najee Harris wasn't very fast. So comparatively speaking, Warren has really good speed. I still think he does. He is going to be more of the featured guy, especially with Johnson as a rookie, and they're probably going to try to work him in. I expect that to be more of like a 50-50 workload by the time we get maybe halfway through the season. But I would expect Warren to be close to 1,000-yard back this year. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, and I think he'll also be very involved in the short pass game. You know, when he's had that opportunity, he's made that work, and he's turned those into some big runs. And it takes a little bit of pressure off Caleb Johnson, who will get his activity. But I think Kenneth Gainwell, as I said, I think is one of the underplayed signings that Omar Khan has made. So that's an interesting room. I don't know why Cordarrelle Patterson is still listed here. Is he going to be on this roster? I can't imagine. You know,
well, why haven't they cut him yet?
Well, I don't think they have to yet, but I think they will eventually. And he's a Hall of Famer, right?
He is. Congratulations on all of his kick return.
That's always a debatable
success.
Topic, but I think if you look at strictly the kick return game and what he did to it, you have to put him in the Hall of Fame.
You know what's crazy is over the last 3 years, the amount of Hall of Fame players that will have at the very end of their career, Steelers on it, Cordarrelle Patterson, Patrick Peterson, Darius Slay probably won't make it, but Aaron Rodgers, like, that's Jalen Ramsey. They've added a bunch of guys that are Hall of Fame, big-time names. But again, Patrick Peterson could not play anymore. Russell Wilson, another, can't really play anymore. Is that going to be the case with Rodgers? And I'm a Rodgers supporter right now, that they should have signed him and that this is the right move to make. In the back of my mind, I still have a little bit of a question. I think it's just natural to. I think you have to.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're 41, going to be 42, you have to ask a lot of questions. And that brings us to the offensive line, because this will be the whole key to it all. We can talk about, you know, playmakers all you want, but if the offensive line holds up, gets better, then I think Aaron Rodgers has a chance to actually succeed in what they're trying to do here, even if it's not the kind of game plan maybe that Rodgers wants all the time. I do think he should have the ability to change plays, adapt, do whatever he has to do, and they should give him that because he's earned that based on his career. But when you look at Broderick Jones at left tackle, Isaac Seumalo at left guard, Zach Frazier at center, Mason McCormick. Now, this is a guy that not many people thought would emerge as a starter, but he really has as a fourth-round pick. That may be one of the best picks, at least for now, that we can look at, that he's got more bang for his buck out of a fourth-rounder. And then Troy Fautanu, everybody watching both tackles. So, biggest concern of the offensive line for you would be what?
Broderick Jones, first and foremost. Like, I have some questions about Mason McCormick, but I mean, are you in agreement with me, Bob? I mean, we haven't seen Broderick Jones yet on the left side. That's been his natural position. Like, if Malzi dancing around the studio singing the Rocky theme to Broderick Jones is going to be proven true, this is going to be the year to see it, and especially protecting Aaron Rodgers, which is going to value more than a mobile quarterback.
It's year three. It's his first year at this position, though, and it's the most important position, really, on that entire offensive line when you talk about quarterback protection. I think Zach Frazier is very steady, and he's going to be a player that every year will be a Pro Bowl type of player. McCormick has a nasty streak in him, which I like. He doesn't really care about, you know, being in the limelight at all.
No, not
where
really.
He was, and especially as a fourth round pick, those guys have a different kind of motor and a different kind of agenda. They know that they can't take a practice off, they can't take anything off because they have to earn their stripes. And he was able to do it because of an injury. Got an opportunity to play a little bit, and now he's in, you know, trusted to be a starter at right guard. But that's, if I have a concern, it's that side of the offensive line. Well, and I know Broderick Jones tops my list, but if I'm looking at a second-year player in McCormick and a second-year player in Fautanu, who really is in his first year, that we don't know enough about.
No.
That could be a problem.
No, that's a good point. But going back to one thing that you said about, like, egos and stuff like that on the offensive line. If you have like an egotistical offensive lineman, doesn't that kind of bode pretty badly for your team? I remember Taylor Lewan was kind of one of those
Taylor
guys.
Taylor Lewan, yep.
Good podcaster, but seems like that became a distraction in Tennessee and maybe a little bit in Cleveland when he was there. Kelsey was never that though. Kelsey was just a leader.
No.
So.
No, I think those guys are cut from a different cloth.
They really are.
They understand how it works. They know that they're kind of the jumper cables to the car. In order to get the car going, those guys got to do their job. Now, depth-wise, you know, typically they'll keep three of these guys. Spencer Anderson's been around.
Yeah.
Dylan Cook's been around. Ryan McCollum, you know, was good for them when he had a chance to play. And Calvin Anderson's another guy. So, I mean, they have depth. I don't know how good the depth is, But if you get too deep into an offensive line, you normally have problems.
Yeah, and they signed Max Sharping as well, the guard from Washington. That'd be another depth piece if he becomes anything.
But overall, you know, potentially it could be a good thing, or potentially it could have problems. If it has problems, it'll translate into other areas of the field. Which brings us to tight end. And I bring this up before wide receiver because there's a guy on this list of Jonnu Smith who I think can be a good wide receiver too, even though he's not listed as a wide receiver. With him in this roster now, after Pat Freiermuth, do you think they need a second receiver opposite Metcalf? And I'm not going to rule out that Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson can be that guy. Specifically Calvin Austin. I think he's moved up to a point where he can make things happen, especially down the field.
As a wide receiver too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't make a deal, who else do you have at this point?
I think he's more
of a
slot guy.
You're going to put Robert Woods?
I hope not. He seems like he could be
Van Jefferson 2.0. Well, who else do you have? You have Ben Skoranek. Who am I missing?
That's why I would add
Roman Wilson.
I mean, they must be really banking on Roman Wilson to be something this year if they are not going to add another wide receiver. Now, I mean,
I think they're still going to add another wide receiver, though. I do think that.
What quality of wide receivers are going to be? Like, well, I talked to Tyler Boyd a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he wants to play for the Steelers.
It won't
be him.
He
would do that. I don't think it probably will either. I know that there's some interest, but I mean, could it be Gabe Davis?
Gabe Davis still is out. They've interviewed him. They brought him in. I don't know. You know,
what is Gabe Davis? He's a wide receiver three. He's a creation of Josh Allen and
Buffalo.
Maybe,
but he also had some really big time plays in the playoff game against Kansas City. He was a bust in Jacksonville, which is why he's in the position he's in. But he has talent. You know, and again, what's left out there? Keenan Allen still unsigned?
And again, we've had the Amari Cooper discussion where he's really not somebody who is going to, you know, break down any walls to be able to be here and be a star player for you. The options are thin now. And you knew that when they traded George Pickens, and I think it was more so wanting to just get Pickens out the door and an addition by subtraction. But what was the last time that they had addition by subtraction? With Deontay. And it didn't end up being that great of a move because Dante Jackson was just an average corner. Sure, you could say Deontay flopped everywhere else he went, but at the time, he was still somebody that had some value. So that's what makes me wonder if they should have held on to Pickens for a little bit longer to try to parlay him for a different receiver.
That's what I was – that was my motivation. Two things with him. I'd rather have the upside of George Pickens, even with the headaches, opposite DK Metcalf, to stretch this field and open areas that needed to be unlocked. And with two guys like that, running go routes, moving on the field deep, you create more freedom for the middle of the field. And they have some guys who can actually help you there. So I was – that's why I was in the – in the camp of keeping George Pickens. I understand the headaches. I understand what they're doing. But I would have tried and trusted that he would understand that this is the biggest year of his career. And if he doesn't, you know, lock it up, put all the ego behind him and just play, then he's only hurting himself. So I would have kept him. That they didn't do that. So now they're in that a little bit of a quandary. But of these guys, who would you suspect would be wide receiver number two?
Well, probably is Calvin Austin at the moment.
Like, at the moment.
He is their wide receiver too, but I don't look at him as somebody who I want to write down on paper is a true wide receiver too, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like he's a talented guy, but he's more of a three. He's more of a slot guy. He's more somebody
who... Well, he's probably listed as slot right now, but that can change also. You know, I mean, he's emerged year in and year out. It's getting better.
Who's your other outside wide receiver? Roman Wilson and Robert Woods?
I guess.
And that's...
They have Brandon Johnson, but he's just a name.
They're going to end up running a lot of 12 personnel. Two tight ends, two wide receivers, one running back. And they're probably going to end up using Calvin Austin and Jonnu Smith on the field a lot at the same time. Maybe Roman Wilson factors in and they rotate Austin and Wilson depending on the packages.
Are you... you know, Darnell Washington looks a lot better physically than he's ever looked. I don't know what, you know, what the plan is for him other than blocking. They use him occasionally, but with Smith in the fold, I don't know how much he's going to get. And quite frankly, Connor Hayward, what role will he have? And is he close to being on the bubble?
Oh, I think he is definitely on the bubble. He's one of those teams that are right now like 67, 68, 69, 70 in the field of 68. Like Connor Hayward right now is probably thinking that he needs to have a really good camp right now to be able to make this roster just because of the depth at tight end. And, Bob, I don't know about you, but do you think they need to use Darnell Washington better? Because I feel like they should just park him inside the five, throw it up to him, kind of like how Russell Wilson did, except that he overthrew the guy that's like 10 feet tall.
He was open too.
They should utilize him in a role like that, where they match him up against a corner, whether it's a slot corner, motion Darnell Washington to get him into good matchups. You should be able to use that 6'7 body to be able to box somebody out. And, you know, I'm not going to say he's Antonio Gates, but play an Antonio Gates type of role in the end zone.
Right.
Where you're boxing out a guy like it's Gates on the basketball court.
And it's a little like, you know, you have, especially down inside the 5-yard line, play action, all of a sudden he releases, and he's a big target. He doesn't, if you throw the ball in the right position, he should be able to make most receptions down there. I agree with that, but when you have Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, he's not going to be on the field as much as I think he probably would want. So,
no.
I mean, two over and under, three over and under numbers, and you tell me what you think of this. Jalen,
sure.
Jalen Warren. 1,100 rushing yards, over under.
I'm going to say under. I think Johnson will be factored in a decent amount.
And I would agree with that. DK Metcalf, 850 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns.
Ooh, over yards, under touchdowns.
Why under touchdowns?
I feel like they're going to try to get Jonnu Smith involved a good bit, and same thing with Freiermuth. It would not surprise me if Metcalf has like 6, maybe 7 touchdowns. And whether we see the Roman Wilson breakout or Calvin Austin becomes a factor, I think that there's going to be a good amount of utilization of the tight ends with Rodgers. Whether that is he wants to get the ball out of his hand quickly or he's dumping it down, I think he's going to trust Freiermuth, who it seems like he's building a good relationship with. I mean, Pat said it on the McAfee show that he was DMing with Rodgers a lot, and it seems like the workout in Malibu and stuff like that. I realize a lot of people were there. But it seems like the chemistry has built between Rodgers and Freiermuth, maybe the best of any receiver outside of Metcalf so far.
All right, one more for you before we take a break, and then we'll flip over to the defense and take a look at it position by position. And if you'd like to offer your opinions, call 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. And that would be Aaron Rodgers, 23 touchdowns, over or under?
Over.
You're going to be over.
Over. I think we're looking at more like maybe 28, Bob. Could he push 30? I don't think he gets there, but I think he gets close.
Here's another interesting one that's thrown out there on these prop bets. Over and under, games missed. Aaron Rodgers, 3.
I'm going to say under. I think he misses 1 or 2 games, but I don't think it stretches to 3.
That's probably the most important prop number.
That's a good number.
And he needs to be there for the majority of these games if they're going to have the kind of success they want.
And you know what that would mean, Bob, if that's ultimately the case? You know who would end up getting the ball if that's the case to end up leading the ride? Our good buddy Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's fine. I think Mason, you know, when he was here last, I remember some very good things, some very good throws. He's the one guy who had a really good relationship with George Pickens, you know? Oh, here we go.
It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
Bob, you know, I've thought
that train is still on the tracks.
I thought about changing the train and debuting a new train next week.
The A train.
You'll just have to stand by for what train it is.
The Will Howard train? Are you going to go that deep?
Think outside the box, Bob.
For quarterbacks we're talking about?
No, we're talking just in general.
Oh, in
general.
Think
outside the box. What train should we be jumping on right now?
Offensively?
Any Pittsburgh sports. What train should we be jumping on? Think about what just went down in the last
day. You're confusing me. Oh, the cruise train.
The Gavin McKenna train.
Oh.
That's going to debut soon, I'm sure.
First of all right, I know people out there are consumed with the fact that he's, first of all, how about $700,000 to play hockey at Penn State? Pretty good deal if you're him for 1 year. And that program is just moving so fast into elite status.
Ignore the fact that he's going to Penn State. We'll just throw that out of the way because we know that some people don't like that.
Pony put out a good polling question yesterday, which I liked. Which would you rather have, Drew Aller, a Penn State guy, to be the next Steeler quarterback, or Gavin McKenna, the Penn State hockey player, to be the Penguins' number one pick?
It's a great question.
I didn't see how the results were, so I have no idea what they are.
They favored McKenna.
McKenna.
By a pretty decent margin.
Well, I think the Penguins are in need of that. Now, for that to happen, a lot of things have to happen. The odds are not in your favor. You have to be a lottery team, which they were. They probably will be And then you have to be lucky. That's the only way you could do it. And if you don't get him, then you don't get him. So I think it's a long shot. I think there are better odds of Drew Aller being the Steelers quarterback than Gavin McKenna being a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Well, I do too, just because you can manipulate where you go and move up in the draft, where the lottery, at least at first, if you don't get the number one overall pick and you're the Penguins and you don't win the lottery, you are not getting Gavin McKenna. I don't care how many draft picks Kyle Dubas has. They are not going to be able to trade from, we'll call it hypothetically, 3 to 1 to be able to get him, because whoever wins the lottery is keeping the golden ticket.
There's no question about that, and he will be a golden ticket. If you've not seen the highlights, you should go to YouTube and find out. The guy can just – he's amazing how good Gavin McKenna is, especially in transition kind of plays. He's got all the moves, and he's got the size, he's got the speed, he's got it all, and that's why he's going to be probably the next generational player, the first one since Connor McDavid.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are rolling along here on Pomp and Joe. We have Dan Zangrilli coming up today at noon, and then Gino DeMarco. And he'll join us at 1:40 as his career has come to an end, and what a career it was. We'll talk about that with him. In the meantime, we're talking about the Steelers offense. And if you have a take on it, please call 412-928-9370. We've gone through it. Overall, there have been a lot of changes. And I think over the last 3 years, Omar Khan has put his stamp on it, at least with moves that they've made. A lot of new starters, a lot of different people on their roster. Are you more encouraged than you were this time last year when you had Fields and Wilson? There was still a lot of excitement. I remember when Fields was traded to be here, people were really excited about that mood. And then Russell Wilson, you knew he got a guy who's been a multiple Pro Bowl guy. There was a lot of excitement. Are you more excited or less excited this year with Rodgers, Rudolph, and Will Howard?
I'm more excited, Bob. And I think a reason for that is just because basically what I said about Wilson before, like I was not the biggest Russell Wilson believer, thinking that he had much left in the tank. I really just did not think I don't think it's going to work out very well for him in New York. I really don't. I just think he's kind of shot in being able to. We saw the first couple of games he played really well, and then it seemed like the game really got to him, and he wasn't able to make the big throws anymore, and the mobility was an issue, and he was arguing with Arthur Smith. And that's why I'm more excited for this season than I was last year, because I think their roster is better, but I really wonder by how much. I think that's the real question. How much better do you think their roster is this year?
Well, I think it's better only because they have bigger guys with resumes on their roster. Now, whether or not they can live up to it and deliver those sorts of results here, I think DK Metcalf is a better number one than Pickens. Again, I would have liked to have had both here if I could, just because I wanted to see what it was like to have both of those guys. That did not happen, however, so now you have him, and you do have an opening there behind him. But I do think that one of the reasons why Jonnu Smith was included in that trade, because number one, Arthur Smith likes him, has had him, but they know he can do some things that the elite tight ends can do, which almost make them, by default, a wide receiver too. So overall, we'll see. The one thing about it, the Steelers are not favored to win the majority of their games, even with this roster even with their schedule. They are underdogs in just about all but six of their games. Does that surprise you at all? Because it did me when I said, and these are future bets, obviously. Things can change. But the betting odds do not look at the Steelers as a team that is going to be able to win a lot of their games.
No, I'm kind of surprised by that. And a lot of those games are early. Like, the Browns twice is on there. The Jets game. Those are all games that you would expect. Like, the Colts.
Yeah, but they've had trouble.
Yeah.
And they've had trouble with Shane Steichen. They've had trouble with these kind of games.
But what about Minnesota? They're not even favored in the Ireland game against the Vikings. I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, again, they have issues there with J.J. McCarthy. What is the real J.J. McCarthy? Are we going to find that out? They seem to think he's, because they were also in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And they chose to move away and not go there and favor J.J. McCarthy. We have not seen him play. So, a lot of that is just up for pure speculation at this point. I would be surprised if the Steelers went to Ireland, and because of the support they'll get and where they're playing and the meaning of the game, I would not be shocked if they won that game. Even though the odds makers think differently at this point. All right, let's switch to defense. A lot of areas of concerns here, and they have a lot of named players again, but many of them are over the age of 30, and you're wondering what they can do. Starting with Derek Harmon, first-round picks normally come in these days and play. If he does, how impactful can he be, do you think, right off the bat at his defensive end position?
He's going to need to be impactful. Now, how impactful will he be at the start? I worry a little bit about the injury. Like, I think that's just natural. Coming from college where he was banged up pretty frequently, if he could stay healthy, he's a monster. He's a really good player on the defensive line, especially in the run game. And that was a big reason why Oregon's defense was good against the run at the times that it was, because Harmon was at the key forefront to that. When he was at Michigan State, pretty similar. So I would hope that he can help their run defense not give up 300 yards to the Ravens. That would be a key first step. But he could provide a couple of sacks and be a good run stuffer, good run defender, and just close up gaps that the likes of Mo Adams and Larry Ogunjobi, when he was even on the field, weren't really able to do. I think it'll help and take pressure off the secondary as well. So I expect Harmon to be a good player for them, but really not take a leap until about year two. If he could just be a solid run defender, I would take it.
Well, he has to be, along with Keanu Benton, who I didn't think had a good year two. And, of course, Cam Hayward's getting up there in age. But behind, and this is the interesting part of this, the depth of this defensive line. DeMarvin Leal has gone backwards. They've tried to move him around to try to get him more engaged. That hasn't worked. Dean Lowry is just a guy to have. Isaiah Loudermilk, once thought of as a fifth-round pick who could move in and make a difference. Now, they do have another draft pick here who I think, if you look at what he's been able to do, Y.A. Black is a guy who works well in the middle. He's a big person there behind Keanu Benton. And another guy we haven't really talked about is Logan Lee. He's been around. He's another big human being. Whether or not they can, do what they have to do in the middle is going to be huge, because if they do stuff the run, then the rest of this defense can do what it's supposed to do. If they don't stop the run and it gets into the, you know, second level, then they got some issues there as they did last year. So are you sold on this group of outside linebackers and inside linebackers? To start with Watt, I mean, we'll assume he's going to be here once he signs, again, still up in the air. In the middle, Patrick Queen, and I think Peyton Wilson will be your starter opposite him. They brought in Malik Harrison. They like him. They know that Cole Holcomb's coming back, but I don't know that you can trust him just because of the injury right off the bat. Peyton Wilson seems to be fast-tracking for that, and Alex Highsmith, those four.
This is going to be about Patrick Queen, Bob, and I don't know about you, but I think Queen needs to step it up and be better. Maybe it was all the
statistically he looked like he did a good job, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, there were times where whether it was lapses in communication, and we know that he's not really good in coverage. He needs to make big plays when big plays matter, and especially because he's being paid like it. And Steeler linebackers, there's an expectation that you end up making significant plays and you make big plays. And I mean, what do you think about Queen? Because I feel good about the linebackers, probably the best out of any position on defense. But Queen has to take a significant step for me where it's not just him getting the petty game ball against the Ravens and going out there for the coin toss. Like, he needs to be able to be a consistent 17-game performer.
No question about it. And I think year two here will help him. He came here last year with high expectations. And again, the numbers were good statistically, but there were times where I thought, again, because of the defensive line and their issues, it impacted what those guys did second level when it came to tackling. So the numbers may have been inflated that way, but I think, yeah, he's a player who needs to make more of those high-impact plays. And then you have the cornerbacks, you know, a big year certainly for Joey Porter Jr. They brought in Darius Slay, and now with, you know, Ramsey in there, it's a very interesting situation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Have him, you know, as a guy who can move around. He'll play corner, he'll play deep, he'll do a lot of different things. They like Juan Thornhill. I don't know that if I do or don't.
Juan Thornhill's bad, Bob. Let's not sugarcoat it. He cannot be their starter.
At this point, he's listed as a starter in that safety position.
Well, yeah, because they have no one else. He can't be their starter. If he's their starter, they better play him 40 yards off the ball to make sure that he's not even in the play. He's not that good.
That's why Ramsey will get most. He'll move around back there, and it could be him on the field without Thornhill. But overall, these are guys who have name recognition. Whether or not they're going to bring it in terms of being an impact, I think is predicated on what they do up front, especially, and solving run games for other teams. We have some phone calls on the issue, don't we? I believe we do.
Yeah, let's go to Max in Beaver County to start it off.
What's up, Max? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to talk real quick about the Steelers offense. You know, I think somebody said a little bit ago that we had an upgrade from Russell Wilson, and then now I think we also have an upgrade from Aaron Rodgers as well. And then I know the question is by how much. I think it's going to be by a significant margin. I think we're going to do better than we did last season. I don't know if it's by one game or by two games or maybe even three games, maybe even a playoff win. But, hey, that's my take. What do you guys think about that?
Were you in favor of this Aaron Rodgers signing before it happened and before the Fields contract with New York ever played out? Who did you want at the very beginning of this process?
At the very beginning of this process, I felt like Justin Fields was – really my number one option, but obviously, you know, I'm not in the Steelers organization by any means, but just from a fan perspective. But I think Aaron Rodgers, was probably my second best option.
Well, all right. Thank you. You're optimistic. That's good. A lot of people are. I think they more bought into Aaron Rodgers once he signed. There was a lot of people out there who didn't think it was worth the time. But Aaron Rodgers seems to be the kind of guy who internally has handled everything the right way. And you don't hear many people talk about him in a negative way. And I'm talking about his teammates. He lasted a long time in Green Bay, even in New York. While he did have his issues with, you know, the Pat McAfee show and bringing out, you know, some maybe internal, garbage that they had to deal with, and he brought it out front and center on that show. Other than that, I think he's viewed as a good teammate, and he seems to be willing to take Will Howard under his wing and whatever else is necessary there. So it's his last opportunity. Because of that, he may be highly motivated to go out in style.
Nicky is highly motivated. And sure, you can question the motivation that Rodgers might have had before he ultimately signed, where he was going on McAfee, oh, I don't know what's going on. Obviously, he had the personal issues, everything that was going on as well. But now that he's been signed, inviting the guys out to Malibu, being there for minicamp, and you might be saying, oh, well, I mean, of course, he's supposed to show up. Well, he didn't with the Jets. So let's take steps. Should it be this way with Rodgers? Maybe not. But let's at least take steps in the positive direction with this. And I feel like he is as committed as he can be and as committed as he will be to make sure that this season does not end up like last with the Jets, which is a complete disappointment and a complete failure and just a bad mark on his resume.
So here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers. He's an avid golfer, too. And this week, he is listed as a contestant for the American Century Championship,
Ooh. Which
has become one of the best summertime golf traditions among celebrities. So you might remember a couple of years ago, Steph Curry won this thing. It's out in Edgewood Lake Tahoe. It's a really nice golf course. They bring in a lot of people. It's fan-friendly. So Steph Curry won it. Marty Fish won it last year. He's one of the guys to look at. But I looked at the odds here. There's some really big names, athletes. Aaron Rodgers is listed as 95-1 or 55-1, which puts him above 40 other people who are below him in the odds. His personal best is even par. He could pull a little bit of an upset here. Tony Romo is one of the heavy favorites too. He's a good golfer. So Aaron Rodgers this week, if you're interested, he'll be at that golf tournament. You could watch him play.
Have you ever golfed with Romo before, Bob?
No, we talk about it a lot, but we haven't done it. Just scheduling, it's very difficult. He's not here very often. And when he does come in, it's wintertime normally. So
yeah.
Unless we go to a simulator, which I'm going to propose that.
You should.
Why not?
We should get a social video of you and Tony hitting balls together.
I go down to this place called Nine Yards Golf Lounge in Washington, Canonsburg area. It's really nice. And I think maybe we should do that. The problem is they come in very late in the week. And there's not a lot of time for them to do any kind of stuff like that. He probably doesn't travel with clubs either. But all right, we got another call here before we go to break. And before we bring in Dan Zangrilli.
Here is Bobby the Legend, he calls himself.
The Legend.
Bob. The Legend.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Good to hear your voice, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
You know what? Limits, you got to put me on your Whipple Bowl team, man. I'll put it in the stands for you, buddy.
Ah, thanks, Bobby. I need it.
Is that where you got your legendary legend topic because of the...
Yeah, 7th grade, Stowe Rocks Junior High, put it up in the stands and win a championship. Anyway, getting on with the Steelers there, Bob. I got a couple rumors I heard. I don't know how Coach Tomlin's going to put up with this, but I heard Jalen Ramsey had a bad habit of being late for practice. And also, I hear Slade's knee's not too good. He's supposed to be hurt. I don't know if you guys heard anything about that, and I'd like to hear your interpretations about that.
Bobby, thanks for the call. I've heard nothing about – I do know this. Jalen Ramsey's been with 4 different teams.
Yeah, he's bounced
around. He's had some issues wherever he's been. Now, that doesn't mean he can't change those issues for a year here and do what he is good at doing, which is playing – you know, ball-hawking defense.
Yeah, but again, it seems like this is Tomlin again. Oh, big personality. Everything will be fine. We'll bring him into the Steelers, and the standard will be the standard, and there won't be any worry. There's going to come a time, Bob, where Jalen Ramsey says something that we run with on the show for probably a full week. Like, I'm anticipating it's going to happen.
Well, I think in social media these days, you get a lot of stuff like that that you can turn into something bigger than it really may not be. But he's not afraid to tell you how he feels, and sometimes that leads to controversies, as long as he plays well. And that's what they're banking on. They're banking on a guy who is a Pro Bowl and an all-pro caliber player. And I don't know. There's a backstory. I don't know about you, Austin. There is a backstory with Minkah Fitzpatrick. There's got to be something, because this just came out of the blue, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
And you can say that he wasn't in a position to make plays, whether that's on him, schematics, or whatever. He wasn't making the plays that they're paying him a lot of money to make. But there has to be something that led to this decision, because it was very quiet on the front until it all happened. So it'll be a very fascinating training camp. It starts in just a couple of weeks, and then, boom, we're getting the preseason games, and then before you know it, we'll turn the clock into September, and then here we go with another season. And the Steelers in one of the most competitive divisions in football, behind the Ravens and the Bengals, although I would put them ahead of the Bengals at this point. I'm going Ravens 1, Steelers 2, Bengals 3.
I would say the same. And to touch on the quick thing on Darius Slay that he brought up, there was a report or maybe just something that was touched on by an NFL insider at Fox that said that some concerns with Darius Slay's knee, just based on what he has gone through over the last couple of years, he had a procedure in 23. There's nothing like right now to be worried about, but he was mainly, I think, pointing out to, hey, he's 34. This could be an issue.
I mean, it might be, but you could say that about a lot of guys who have injuries.
Right.
You know?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.